Last hour for us on this Tuesday afternoon. We're going to get back to a political story, which is pretty big, okay? And it's a crime story, which we've talked a lot about. And it happened out at the fair. So I think sometimes things at the fair vanish a little bit quicker. But we followed up on it Friday, and I want to go back to that story a little bit. We'll do that in moments. I want to get to the unbelievable bitterness and lack of accountability from Mike Zimmer. And then Mary McGuire does an excellent job for Channel 9. Is going to join us. And we're going to talk about the Park Tavern tragedy. And again, I started the show with going through how lucky it was. But my family and friends. And it's... Excuse me. It's such a cliche, but it's true. That fast it can change. And at a place which is known by so many people in the metro area, Park Tavern, two people are killed when somebody drives through the patio. Others still critically injured. So Mary has a connection to one of the individuals who passed, and she's a very good reporter too, so we'll get the latest on this horrifying story. Remind you that we're on the Twitter machine, Dave_Harrigan, at Chad Hartman Show. I'm on Insta. I posted a few things this week, like quitting jumping in a lake, which I loved. And then also we celebrated my middle boy's 28th birthday. So you go to Instagram, Chad Hartman Show, you can do that. And we don't mention this enough two ways. One, to thank you for podcasting the show, and then to encourage others to do that. Outside of a company which doesn't own us, and it'd be nice if they do that, but they're probably not going to do it. You can get this show, Chad Hartman Show, whatever we are, everywhere. Odyssey, Apple, you name it.
Spotify. Oh, yeah. We're big.
You can listen to one segment, dump the rest. You can listen to the entire show, however you want to consume it.
You can listen to us three times over before you get to Jason.
I'd probably just skip Jason and keep listening to us. That's just me.
I figured three would be enough, but four
or
five,
maybe four. Maybe after the fifth, maybe, you know. Hear him talking about New York and eating food and then maybe seeing his child. I don't know, once.
If that, against his will.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I think he made Seth go to school in a city where there's good food.
Yes.
And New York, I hear, has some pretty good food.
Been known.
Yeah, Jason will take you home for 2 hours tonight, leading up the Twins and the Rays. Okay, let's start with Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher. And it was a confident, swaggering Bob Fletcher. It was the grotesque hot day, and he was handling it well, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was telling stories. He was having fun.
Like a man who knew what he was doing at a self-checkout.
Yeah.
Plenty of swagger.
Yeah, a lot of swagger.
I got this.
Boy, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I was at a place the other day. There were three or four people with like 20 items in the self-checkout. I wanted to go grab their cart and say, get out of here.
Yeah, just like, shove it out the door.
Like, literally leave the store. Not go to a counter where a human is there. Mm-hmm. Get out.
Your judgment is bad enough. You don't deserve
bad judgment, bad spatial awareness, too. So Bob Fletcher was bragging about how Ramsey County is faring compared to Hennepin County. And then all of a sudden he says, I got a scoop for you. I have breaking news, and I'm thinking, Bob Fletcher, what?
Ooh.
Breaking news? He's got some Twins news? You know, what does he have? And Bob Fletcher said this.
You heard it here first. Keith Ellison is going to run for Hennepin County Attorney against Mary because
really?
That's how bad it has become over there. Keith Ellison's going to run against her in 2 years.
Okay, let's check the record books. Keith Ellison is the Attorney General for the state of Minnesota. He's a former congressman. it would seem to most of us, from attorney general to Hennepin County attorney, it's perceived as a step down.
Mm-hmm.
So then Keith Ellison was actually supposed to be with us. Was it the next day or 2 days later?
2 days later.
Two days later.
Fletcher was Monday. Originally, yeah. Ellison was Wednesday. His schedule got shifted around, so he joined Friday.
Right. So at first, when you told me he's not coming on Wednesday, I thought, God, are they ducking because of Fletcher? I guess that's what so many politicians do now. And so I have to ask Keith Ellison about this. Does it start with my question, or what does it start with?
Now, it starts with his answer. When you laid it out, what Fletcher said, sir, do you have a response? What do you have to say?
Go ahead.
I hate to disappoint the sheriff, but that is not a rumor I can confirm. I like my job, and I plan on doing my job. And the only election I got on my mind is Harris Walz. That's the only election I'm working on. That's the only election I'm putting any energy into. And so, nope, can't confirm that with Chad. And you know, if I was going to break big news, I'd come to you first, man.
Here's the word I did not hear. Deny. I did not hear. I deny. Can you put it this way? Can you unequivocally say you're not running for that position in 2026?
Here's what I will say unequivocally and without any equivocation, evasion, or anything else. That I have not talked to Bob about this at all. I don't know where he got that. I'm working on one thing. Now, I'm not going to say, I don't know what I'm going to be doing in 2 years. I figure I'm going to be running for attorney general. But I can also tell you that I haven't talked to Bob. Bob has no reason to say that. He hasn't confirmed it.
Unless he's heard it from somebody who feels like it's credible.
Which would make it a rumor.
Yeah.
And I can't confirm that rumor. So, there you go.
All right. So, would you consider that position?
Well, I think that at this time, I'm only considering the job I have and Harris Walz.
Okay. How would you evaluate Mary Moriarty and the role she has done with that job, in particular with crime and kids, juveniles, and repeat offenders? Because that is a big issue in this state. You know that.
You know, I really want to commend you, man, because you're nothing if not relentless. And you are on this thing here, man, and I commend you for not, you know, you're a good reporter because you're not just going to take some answer, the first answer. But I have to tell you, I'm not going into that tonight.
No denial. That's the takeaway for me. No denial. I figure I'm going to run as attorney general. Bob Fletcher, I don't believe, made that up out of nowhere. Bob Fletcher and Keith Ellison, their politics don't exactly match up in sync. Is that correct? They both know a lot of people. And I was reminded recently about something that means a lot to me. And I told a friend of mine of decades about this and said, do not tell a soul. A day later, somebody reached out to me about that. And the person I told this to is about as sweet and kind and as ethical as anyone. And when I text this person back, I didn't think you'd mind if I told that person.
Susie Jones.
I would not ever, ever tell Susie something in private and assume it's not going to every person on planet Earth. Okay. Loved her. We hugged on the street today, and I reminded her again, the more you're on the show, the better. But you know what you're getting with Susie Jones. You're getting the faucet of spewing information, and that's why we love having her on. What Keith Ellison is saying behind the scenes, I don't know. What other prominent Democrats are saying behind the scenes, I don't know. I'll tell you this. There are some others who are rather prominent who are furious at Mary Moriarty. And I think it's pretty clear that Brian O'Hara doesn't exactly love Mary Moriarty, because it's time after time after time when that office and MPD have an opportunity to work in sync and don't. And she ran on a position of youth, crime, and a different approach. There are times, Dave Harrigan, that works. There are other times when it absolutely, positively, unequivocally does not work. And the leeway of that office with repeat juvenile offenders and crime issues and Officer Londegren has left me stupefied, not understanding the legal logic behind it. And there are a lot of people in significantly more powerful positions who normally are sympathetic to her, politically aligned with her, who agree with me 100%. And I don't think she's going to change one bit. I don't think this is going to be Bill Clinton the first 2 years of his presidency when he was getting his butt kicked on a regular basis. And then he brought in Dick Morris and it was triangulation. And all of a sudden, Bill Clinton became very popular. Mary Moriarty's not going to all of a sudden move to the center, right? Or move center left. She believes in this. I'll be shocked. And then I'll say this. You ran into Mike Freeman, former longtime Hennepin County attorney.
Opening day at the fair.
Because we had tried him a number of times. You said, hey, Mike, can we get you on the show? Said yes. So we thought today would be a good day. Mike Freeman said, I'll come on, but I'm not talking about Mary, her, or the cases. And again, I like Mike Freeman. I wish him the best. That's why we want to have him on. So you wished him good luck. But the Moriarty story and the crimes in Hennepin County, and I don't want to say a completely fractured relationship with MPD, but a problematic, uncertain, and a lot of people within our own party is something to watch, because there are areas where the Twin Cities and Minneapolis can make progress, but man, there are charges that just don't make sense. You don't think she's going to move, do you?
No. I mean, I would think if the move was going to happen, we would have already seen it start to happen.
Another person who's not going to move, who is locked in his lane and apparently is impervious to accepting any responsibility, is former Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer. Mark Craig on the show yesterday with H. Lake. That's podcastable, right?
Sure is.
Great work by Mark Craig. Great work by Zimmer. Giving, if this was more sportsy, we would have done probably three segments on it today. But let's talk about Zimmer. And forgive and forget is not a part of Mike Zimmer's repertoire. When the story went live, Star Tribune Saturday, Mike Zimmer advertised to become the most bitter man in America. When you think of a bitter individual, help me out, texters, who comes to mind? Someone who is bitter. And normally if you're bitter, you really don't hold yourself accountable, do you?
Aren't no, those it's separate, everyone else's
right?
fault.
Your finger pointer. You're Christian Laettner. Loser, 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 winner. Right? That's Zim. He's the modern day Christian Laettner. Because, and again, it's horrible that Mike Zimmer lost his wife when he was 50. It's horrible that his son, Adam, died at 38. These are tragedies that at times are unspeakable when you're right in the middle of it. And Adam hasn't been gone that long.
No.
That doesn't mean you're then allowed, because of those horrifying events, to not accept any responsibility in a well-paying job where you were employed for a lengthy period of time. I mean, he was moving up the longevity situation. If you missed the story, again, Mark Craig on with H. Lake yesterday, in for me. And this is Mike Zimmer. I mean, how about this? When officially he was told by Ziggy and Mark, it's over, they asked me if I wanted to address the team. I said, hell no, they got me fired. I mean, you go to work every day and you instruct every day. But then they're out there risking a lot and making a lot for you. And people go hyperbolic, you know, we're going to this. And you don't want to just say, hey, I got let go. I hate it. You might have got mad at me at times. I got mad at you. But it was a great privilege to be around you guys. Wish you the best.
A lot of veterans that gave him a lot, and a lot of young guys that, I mean, he's very clear in saying they couldn't play. It's not their fault they were fifth on the depth chart and we had to call them up because we had so many injuries at this, you know, current position.
Yeah, I mean, he comes off as a jackass, right?
In a lot of ways, yeah.
To me, in almost every way. I mean, outside of, you know, I'm and again, I think Mike did it 0 to 10, 7 maybe, you know. And there were tough circumstances, right? I mean, again, he said, I can tell you I haven't watched one Minnesota game. He's going to have to watch some now. These are the Dallas Cowboys. Defense coordinator. And, I mean, when you're going after P.A., okay, give up, buddy. You think P.A. really wants to delve into controversy involving the head coach and the quarterback? He doesn't. But he has to talk about it. And Mike did snap. We all saw it when Kirk did this. How do you like that? And Zim was so mad at the money that Kirk's getting, how it disrupted his flawless defense. And he reacted that way. But, man, I mean, there are a lot of things in life to be frustrated about. I mean, I won't go into all the depth, but I can think of one key part in my life. And if I had a chance to go back and change that, I would give up a lot of things in my life to do it. And I'm frustrated, and there were a lot of circumstances around that part of my life, but I'm accountable. When you're the head coach of a billion-dollar business, you're accountable, and there's none of that in there. There's, I mean, and he's hurt by people he really respected when they went at him. Why should he be surprised if he's this dismissive of them?
It's a lot of double standards there.
Staggering him up.
Not in the fact that he hates quarterbacks. He really hates quarterbacks.
He does. He thinks they just should hand the ball off and run the ball.
Just go three and out. Give it to my defense.
And again, the idea that they kept Case, they were going to go back to NFC championship games on a regular basis, wasn't happening. It was a great run.
His defense carried him.
It was a great run. Guess what? Guys get older. And by the way, Zim was very involved in a lot of those defensive backs they drafted. That didn't work out. And he's right on that, that third round of Spielman drafting guys, but then just not talk to him because you don't agree? Okay, I'm not going to talk to you. Did Spielman not talk to him when he would screw up too? Is that just the way it goes? So, yeah. Namaste, Mike. A little yoga, a little cleansing might be good for him. Another person, like Mary Moriarty, not going to change. Mm-hmm. I've never felt so flexible and such an optimist about myself until I read the story. I am Mary Sunshine compared to this person. Mary McGuire, excellent reporter for Channel 9 on the tragedy. Two dead, others severely injured at Park Tavern. Mary's with us in moments on CCO. Park Tavern has been around for a long, long time. And if you're familiar with the metro area, whether you live in the metro area, whether you live near Park Tavern, St. Louis Park, you've heard of it. You also might be a regular. Might have worked there. For us, we've been talking about it a lot because Quinton is going to start bowling there. So Park Tavern has come up just over and over again in our conversations the last 3 weeks or so. And all of a sudden, I'm on Twitter, And I saw the news, which has turned out to be just terrifying. Two individuals killed, several others critically injured, when a driver plows through the patio Sunday night. In a lot of ways, we could go on this story, and one of them is with us right now. Mary McGuire does an excellent job reporting for Fox 9. Mary is with us. Like all of her guests, she is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Mary, I appreciate you coming on. Let's go broad first, and then let's get into the specifics of Christina and how you first had a chance to get to know her, your reporting, her unique story, and just the sadness about this, along with Gabe Harvey, who also passed away, and the others who are seriously injured. As we talk right now, Tuesday at 2:40, what else do we know about what happened?
I don't think we really know a lot, Chad. It's funny that you were talking about what a special place that Park Tavern really holds in the fabric, especially of the West Metro. I grew up going there. It was a place for birthday parties and bowling. And I think we don't have a lot of answers. We are expecting charges to potentially be filed by noon on Wednesday. And I think those will shed a lot of light on what the heck happened here, because there's not a lot of answers, but there's a lot of questions and, of course, a lot of sadness over the loss of these two precious lives.
Yeah, I mean, I've attended Park Tavern dozens of times. I mean, I grew up in Golden Valley, went to school away, came back here, live West Metro. It's a great place. And, I mean, you go there, it's a big place. There's the different places you can go for food, for bowling, for fun. And, I mean, it just shows again how fragile life is when you're just there on this beautiful evening. And out of nowhere, this car comes just charging at you. The individual involved driving the vehicle has been involved with DWIs before, years ago, two incidents. Do we know anything else about him now than maybe what we found out yesterday?
No, but we haven't learned a lot about what's going on with him. Like you mentioned, we had seen those previous DWIs, but those happened almost a decade ago.
Yep.
So I think immediately when you see something like this happened, your mind goes to that, of course, but we'll have to see if and when those charges are filed.
You're 100% right. I mean, this could be an unbelievable accident. This could be a lot of things. And I don't fault people for wondering, but at this point, I just want to ask that so factually, if there was any new information. I hadn't seen anything, and I just want to make sure that as someone is covering this still, that you had neither. Okay, tell people about Christina Folkerts, and let's just start how unique her story is at Park Tavern with the connection with her mom.
It's such a special story, and I'm always searching for these unique community stories to tell within our community.
Yeah.
So I saw a post shared on social media about Christina. Her mom, her name was Laura Lee, beloved longtime waitress at Park Tavern, had worked there when she was pregnant with Christina. And then in 2008, tragically died of ovarian cancer. And Christina told me that it was really hard for her to even drive past Park Tavern in the wake of her mom's death. They were very close. Laura decided that she wanted to work the day shift, which is not typically a desirable shift in restaurant work because there are less tips, less customers during the lunch hour versus the dinner rush. But she chose to work that shift so she could be there when Christina got off the bus after school. Mm. So like a lot of young moms, Christina had a baby 2 months before I had my first daughter. So she was really looking for something that was flexible, and her heart kind of took her back to Park Tavern. So she got to work alongside the same servers and bartenders that her mom did, and work with Phil Weber, who owned Park Tavern as well. And she just spoke about how special of a place it is. They allowed her mom to wear a pink uniform because that was her favorite color. She was the only employee that was allowed to wear a pink uniform. And she just spoke about how supportive Park Tavern was during her mom's illness and then after her mom's death. So I think it's never easy to talk about the loss of a loved one, much less to a stranger with a big TV camera in your face.
Yes.
But Christina was so gracious, so kind to me. And, you know, we got to hang out at the restaurant a little bit, and you could tell that she was the same way with her customers. Park Tavern is a place that I go to with my family. So over the last year since that story initially aired, I had seen Christina a couple of times, and we just chatted. I was there when the Wolves were in their playoff run, and we just kind of kept in touch a little bit when I was in there. And when I heard the news about what happened on Sunday night, I had this, like, fleeting thought before bed, like, what if it's Christina? Mm-hmm. And I kind of, you know, pushed it to the back of my head, like, oh, no, that would be just a horrifying coincidence. And then yesterday when I learned it was her, it was just really, really gut-wrenching because, you know, you put yourself in that position. She has three daughters. I have two daughters. You just really, really, really feel for her family. And she just has such a special history with Park Tavern. And it's just, there's just no words for how sad it is.
I can hear it. I can hear your voice, and I think everybody else can, too, if you think about, first of all, if you were in Christina's position, then if you're somebody who met Christina, you still have that connection,
mm-hmm.
and you think about a mom so young, three, Laura Oakes just coming in the newsroom telling us, this has just happened here in the last few minutes, that Mary Moriarty, the Hennepin County attorney, is going to announce charges at 4 o'clock today. So 4
okay.
o'clock, we are going to hear some charges. Let's also talk Gabe Harvey, because Gabe, health unit coordinator, Methodist, which is really nearby,
mm-hmm.
And he's there, and people raving about him as a person. Other Methodist employees are there. That's still what's so great about Park Tavern, and not just Park Tavern. Let me be clear about that. But Park Tavern has that. The times I go there, Mary, there could be families. There could be a bachelor party. There could be an engagement party. There could be a fantasy football thing. There could be bowling. And here you're out with friends, and this tragic event happens to you.
Yeah, and I think that there's a really, and there has been for years, a special relationship between Methodist and Park Tavern because it is so close. Of
yep.
course, Park Tavern has the hours that are conducive to
sure.
going and grabbing a cocktail with your coworkers after a long shift in the ICU, and that's what Gabe was doing. We've learned that he was there at a going away party for one of the fellow nurses, and was just known for being so kind, great with patients, and then also really incorporating their families into the care that they were receiving as well. But a long history between those two entities. I know that one of the first bowling leagues at Park Tavern was a group of Methodist employees.
I heard that too, yeah.
So that's really special and just tragic that another person lost their life.
And it's also noting that a number of others suffered significant injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And all those names are available to you. And we should mention individuals close to Gabe and Christina have set up GoFundMe pages, and the amount of money is a lot already. So, again, we covered this last week with Casey O'Brien, the former Gopher quarterback who's battling cancer for the eighth time, and the overwhelming support. You know, the decency does shine through when you kind of think it could have been me, right? Maybe it's my job, or maybe I'm celebrating with friends, and we wish these events would never come close to happening, but you do see the kindness. So, Mary, I really appreciate you telling us the human side of Christina and also the reporting. Follow your work closely. Thank you so much for coming on, and we'll try to talk again at a better time.
Thanks so much, Chad.
Mary McGuire. Check her out on Twitter and with Fox 9. And again, thanks to Laura for coming down to the newsroom saying that Hennepin County attorney Mary Moriarty will announce the charges involving the individual who was driving the vehicle and the death of two and the injuries of others at 4 o'clock. And our newsroom will be all over that. So another reason to check out Jason. Two-hour visit with Jason today leading up to the Twins and the Rays. If you really were a Minnesotan, you'd be back at the fair today to show your support for the state fair. Even though people can't be there,
yeah,
you want to carry on the spirit.
Mm. I'm not opposed. I'd be happy to go back out there. We have no broadcast facility out there, I don't think, today, do we? Sure,
you think,
it's all been taken down.
You think
down.
We took that all sure. down and cleaned it up already? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume since nothing is getting done here in the building, like I assumed.
Nobody's here again today.
All the work was.
Nobody's here.
Yeah. It's fine.
Do you see any of your children when you go to New York, or is it just to go eat?
You know, I try not to take advantage of my children and,
yeah.
you know, put them out there all the time, give them a little privacy. We're with Sam. Well, we're with Sam and Seth the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You buying that, Cook?
Did you want to be?
Yeah. Did they want to be?
Seth did ask for a little time before dinner.
when you said, we're going to our seventh restaurant.
So we didn't even go to an excessive amount of restaurants. Here's what really was frustrating. So okay. day one, we move him in to yep. his apartment. He was scheduled to move in on Sunday.
But different we place in on this year.
Yeah, different okay. dorm.
Trump so, Tower?
The Trump Tower. We did visit the Trump Tower.
Did you?
Sam and I.
Okay.
Man, it's weird. Like, the whole Trump deal, right? So you go to Trump Tower.
Yep.
There's a Trump store, which was closed, by the way.
Not Trump. Very American.
Not very American. I was buying.
Yeah.
There's
I'm sure you were.
There's
buying.
45, the Trump whiskey and wine bar.
Of course there is.
And Sam, who is 16 and interested in studying political science,
yeah,
is like, it's pretty wild to have like a former president like with a theme park, essentially, of merch. It was very strange.
I mean,
it was very strange.
It's part of his brand.
Why not?
Man, why not? You know?
I know. We waited in line. So we go to Target, which, of course, all the college kids clean out.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of stuff at Target, but not enough.
Yeah.
So we go to Burlington, which used to be Burlington Coat Factory.
Yeah, I was going to say, Burlington. Is it now something different?
So that it's TJ Maxx-like.
Yeah.
We get a bunch of kitchen stuff, get in line. And the line is like stretching throughout the store. I felt like I was at the fair. We're in line for an hour and 15 minutes.
To I'm
like,
pay for a jacket?
No, like for like a pot, kitchen stuff.
Park Tavern has been around for a long, long time. And if you're familiar with the metro area, whether you live in the metro area, whether you live near Park Tavern, St. Louis Park, you've heard of it. You also might be a regular. Might have worked there. For us, we've been talking about it a lot because Quinton is going to start bowling there. So Park Tavern has come up just over and over again in our conversations the last 3 weeks or so. And all of a sudden, I'm on Twitter, and I saw the news, which has turned out to be just terrifying. Two individuals killed, several others critically injured, when a driver plows through the patio Sunday night. And a lot of ways we could go on this story, and one of them is with us right now. Mary McGuire does an excellent job reporting for Fox 9. Mary is with us. Like all of her guests, she is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Mary, I appreciate you coming on. Let's go broad first, and then let's get into the specifics of Christina and how you first had a chance to get to know her, you're reporting her unique story, and just the sadness about this, along with Gabe Harvey, who also passed away, and the others who are seriously injured. As we talk right now, Tuesday at 2:40, what else do we know about what happened?
I don't think we really know a lot, Chad. It's funny that you were talking about what a special place that Park Tavern really holds in the fabric, especially of the West Metro. I grew up going there. It was a place for birthday parties and bowling. And I think we don't have a lot of answers. We are expecting charges to potentially be filed by noon on Wednesday. And I think those will shed a lot of light on what the heck happened here, because there's not a lot of answers, but there's a lot of questions and, of course, a lot of sadness over the loss of these two precious lives.
Yeah, I mean, I've attended Park Tavern dozens of times. I mean, I grew up in Golden Valley, went to school away, came back here, live West Metro. It's a great place. And, I mean, you go there, it's a big place. There's the different places you can go for food, for bowling, for fun. And, I mean, it just shows again how fragile life is when you're just there on this beautiful evening. And out of nowhere, this car comes just charging at you. The individual involved driving the vehicle has been involved with DWIs before, years ago, two incidents. Do we know anything else about him now than maybe what we found out yesterday?
No, but we haven't learned a lot about what's going on with him. Like you mentioned, we had seen those previous DWIs, but those happened, almost a decade ago.
Yep.
So I think immediately when you see something like this happens, your mind goes to that, of course, but we'll have to see if and when those charges are filed.
You're 100% right. I mean, this could be an unbelievable accident. This could be a lot of things. And I don't fault people for wondering, but at this point, I just want to ask that so factually, if there was any new information. I hadn't seen anything, and I just want to make sure that as someone who's covering this still, that you had neither. Okay, tell people about Christina Folkerts, and let's just start how unique her story is at Park Tavern with the connection with her mom.
It's such a special story, and I'm always searching for these unique community stories to tell within our community.
Yeah.
So I saw a post shared on social media about Christina. Her mom, her name was Laura Lee, beloved longtime waitress at Park Tavern, had worked there when she was pregnant with Christina. And then in 2008, tragically died of ovarian cancer. And Christina told me that it was really hard for her to even drive past Park Tavern in the wake of her mom's death. They were very close. Laura decided that she wanted to work the day shift, which is not typically a desirable shift in restaurant work because there are less tips, less customers during the lunch hour versus the dinner rush. But she chose to work that shift so she could be there when Christina got off the bus after school. Mm. So like a lot of young moms, Christina had a baby 2 months before I had my first daughter. So she was really looking for something that was flexible, and her heart kind of took her back to Park Tavern. So she got to work alongside the same servers and bartenders that her mom did, and work with Phil Weber, who owned Park Tavern as well. And she just spoke about how special of a place it is. They allowed her mom to wear a pink uniform because that was her favorite color. She was the only employee that was allowed to wear a pink uniform. And she just spoke about how supportive Park Tavern was during her mom's illness and then after her mom's death. So I think it's never easy to talk about the loss of a loved one, much less to a stranger with a big TV camera on your face.
Yes.
But Christina was so gracious, so kind to me. And, we got to hang out at the restaurant a little bit, and you could tell that she was the same way with her customers. Park Tavern is a place that I go to with my family. So over the last year since that story initially aired, I had seen Christina a couple of times, and we just chatted. I was there when the Wolves were in their playoff run, and we just kind of kept in touch a little bit when I was in there. And when I heard the news about what happened on Sunday night, I had this like fleeting thought before bed, like what if it's Christina? Mm-hmm. And I kind of, pushed it to the back of my head, like, oh no, that would be just a horrifying coincidence. And then yesterday when I learned it was her, it was just really, really gut-wrenching because, you put yourself in that position. She has three daughters. I have two daughters. You just really, really, really feel for her family. And she just has such a special history with Park Tavern. And it's just, there's just no words for how sad it is.
I can hear it. I can hear your voice. And I think everybody else can, too. If you think about, first of all, if you were in Christina's position, then if you're somebody who met Christina, you still have that connection. Mm-hmm. And you think about a mom so young, three. Laura Oakes just coming in the newsroom telling us, this has just happened here in the last few minutes, that Mary Moriarty, the Hennepin County attorney, is going to announce charges at 4 o'clock today. So 4 okay. o'clock, we are going to hear some charges. Let's also talk Gabe Harvey, because Gabe, health unit coordinator, Methodist, which is really nearby,
mm-hmm.
And he's there, and people raving about him as a person. Other Methodist employees are there. That's still what's so great about Park Tavern, and not just Park Tavern. Let me be clear about that. But Park Tavern has that. The times I go there, Mary, there could be families. There could be a bachelor party. There could be an engagement party. There could be a fantasy football thing. There could be bowling. And here you're out with friends, and this tragic event happens to you.
Yeah, and I think that there's there has been for years, a special relationship between Methodist and Park Tavern because it is so close. Of course, Park Tavern has the hours that are conducive to going and grabbing a cocktail with your coworkers after a long shift in the ICU, and that's what Gabe was doing. We've learned that he was there at a going away party for one of the fellow nurses, and was just known for being so kind, great with patients, and then also really incorporating their families into the care that they were receiving as well. But a long history between those two entities. I know that one of the first bowling leagues at Park Tavern was a group of Methodist employees.
I heard that too, yeah.
So that's really special. And just tragic that another person lost their life.
And it's also noting that a number of others suffered significant injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And all those names are available to you. And we should mention individuals close to Gabe and Christina have set up GoFundMe pages. And the amount of money is a lot already. So, again, we covered this last week with Casey O'Brien, the former Gopher quarterback who's battling cancer for the eighth time, and the overwhelming support. You know, the decency does shine through when you kind of think it could have been me, right? Maybe it's my job, or maybe I'm celebrating with friends. And we wish these events would never come close to happening, but you do see the kindness. So, Mary, I really appreciate you telling us the human side of Christina and also the reporting. Follow you work closely. Thank you so much for coming on, and we'll try to talk again at a better time.
Thanks so much, Chad.
Mary McGuire. Check her out on Twitter and with Fox 9. And again, thanks to Laura for coming down to the newsroom saying that Hennepin County attorney Mary Moriarty will announce the charges involving the individual who was driving the vehicle and the death of two and the injuries of others at 4 o'clock. And our newsroom will be all over that. So another reason to check out Jason. Two-hour visit with Jason today leading up to the Twins and the Rays. If you really were a Minnesotan, you'd be back at the fair today to show your support for the state fair. Even though people can't be there, you want to carry on the spirit.
Mm. I'm not opposed. I'd be happy to go back out there. We have no broadcast facility out there, I don't think, today, do we? Sure, it's all been taken down.
You think we took that all down and cleaned it up already? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume since nothing is getting done here in the building, like I assumed.
Nobody's here again today.
All the work was.
Nobody's here.
Yeah. It's fine.
Do you see any of your children when you go to New York, or is it just to go eat?
You know, I try not to take advantage of my children and, you know, put them out there all the time, give them a little privacy. We're with Sam and Seth the whole time.
Eh.
Yeah.
You buying that, Cook?
Did you want to be?
Yeah. Did they want to be?
Seth did ask for a little time space before dinner.
when you said, we're going to our seventh restaurant.
So we didn't even go to an excessive amount of restaurants. Here's what really was frustrating. So day one, we move him in to his apartment. He was scheduled to move in on Sunday.
But different we moved place him in on this year.
Yeah, different dorm.
Trump Tower?
The Trump Tower. We did visit the Trump Tower.
Did you?
Sam and I.
Okay.
Man, it's weird. Like, the whole Trump deal, right? So you go to Trump Tower.
Yep.
There's a Trump store, which was closed, by the way.
Not Trump. Very American.
Not very American. I was buying.
Yeah.
There's.
I'm sure you were.
There's
buying.
45, the Trump whiskey and wine bar.
Of course there is.
And Sam, who is 16 and interested in studying political science,
yeah,
is like, it's pretty wild to have like a former president like with a theme park, essentially, of merch. It's just, it was very strange.
I mean,
it was very strange.
It's part of his brand.
Why not?
Man, why not? You know?
I know. We waited in line. So we go to Target, which, of course, all the college kids clean out.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of stuff at Target, but not enough.
Yep.
So we go to Burlington, which used to be Burlington Coat Factory.
Yeah, I was going to say, Burlington. Is it now something different?
So that it's TJ Maxx-like.
Yep.
We get a bunch of kitchen stuff, get in line, and the line is like stretching throughout the store. I felt like I was at the fair. We're in line for an hour and 15 minutes.
To pay for a jacket?
No, like for like a pot, kitchen stuff. Ridiculous.
Go to takeout, man. I would have left
that there. Ridiculous.
Canopy next. If you really were a Minnesotan, you'd be back at the fair today to show your support for the State Fair. Even though people can't be there, you want to carry on the spirit.
Mm. I'm not opposed. I'd be happy to go back out there. We have no broadcast facility out there, I don't think, today, do we? Sure, it's all been taken down.
You think we took that all down and cleaned it up already? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume since nothing is getting done here in the building, like I assumed.
Nobody's here again today.
All the work was.
Nobody's here.
Yeah. It's fine.
Do you see any of your children when you go to New York, or is it just to go eat?
You know, I try not to take advantage of my children and, you know, put them out there all the time, give them a little privacy. We're with Sam and Seth the whole time.
Eh.
Yeah.
You buying that, Cook?
Did you want to be?
Yeah. Did they want to be?
Seth did ask for a little time before dinner.
when you said, we're going to our seventh restaurant.
So we didn't even go to an excessive amount of restaurants. Here's what really was frustrating. So day one, we move him in to his apartment. He was scheduled to move in on Sunday.
But different place in on this year.
Yeah, different dorm.
Trump Tower?
Trump Tower. We did visit the Trump Tower.
Did you?
Sam and I.
Okay.
Man, it's weird. Like, the whole Trump deal, right? So you go to Trump Tower.
Yep.
There's a Trump store, which was closed, by the way.
Not
very American. I was buying.
Yeah.
I'm
sure you were.
There's 45, the Trump whiskey and wine bar.
Of course there is.
And Sam, who is 16 and interested in studying political science, is like, it's pretty wild to have like a former president like with a theme park, essentially, of merch. It was very strange.
I mean,
it was very strange.
It's part of his brand.
Why not?
Man, why not? You know?
I know. We waited in line. So we go to Target, which, of course, all the college kids clean out.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of stuff at Target, but not enough.
Yeah.
So we go to Burlington, which used to be Burlington Coat Factory.
Yeah, I was going to say, Burlington. Is it now something different?
So that it's TJ Maxx-like.
Yeah.
We get a bunch of kitchen stuff, get in line, and the line is like stretching throughout the store. I felt like I was at the fair. We're in line for an hour and 15 minutes.
A jacket?
No, like for like a pot, kitchen stuff. Ridiculous.
Go to takeout, man. I would have left.
Ridiculous.
Canopy next.